The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, today, Dublin Airport will see an extra 6,000 parking spaces for passengers. The old Quick Park car park, which closed in 2020, is reopening under a Park to Travel brand. Just 6 minutes from Dublin Airport, and with all that and other news, it's a great pleasure to welcome back Owen Curry, editor of Air and Travel magazine. Good morning, Owen. First of all, just tell us, has it been an absolute nightmare parking for the last few years, and how will this change things?
Everything has changed as of this morning, Ivan. Good to talk to you. The fact that Quick Park, what was the Quick Park, it closed during the pandemic. It ran into all sorts of drama. You know, the owner, the operator in court together. They fell out. They fell back in again. But really, really part of this drama is that it was quite easy to get it up and running. But for the last two summers, it's been sitting there idle, largely because the competitions authority decided that they wouldn't let Dublin Airport operate it, even on a temporary basis. That put extreme pressure on the car parking places. Listeners will need no introduction to what happened in July and August when you went to book. Car park full was the notice that came up. Dublin Airport operated a policy where they kept a few spaces. Their theory was that, you know, if 100 people showed up without having booked, they might be able to squeeze them in. If 1,000 people, they wouldn't. But they managed to get by without a major catastrophe. But it's a big, big relief. All that's in the past. As of today, we've 6,000 extra car parking spaces back to the system where the buses run to the airport and back again. Quick Park, traditionally cheaper than the long-term red and a little bit more expensive than the long-term blue, listeners will know. That's very far away. But the really important thing here, Ivan, is we have competition for car parking in the airport. So it keeps prices in check. It keeps the two sides of the car parking equation looking over the shoulder at each other. And that's good for consumers.
It has been somewhat farcical in terms of the lack of parking capacity. Some people have suggested to me when we were doing this item that we need a brand new terminal on the opposite side of the airport with new road access on from the M2 motorway. What's your view on that? And that, of course, leads us in to the cap. Where are we?
We don't need a third terminal, really. There's a strong lobby for a third terminal by the people who own the land on that side. They say the M2 gateway would be easier than the M1 gateway, and that there is a merit in that. But you've got to remember the two largest cities on the island are Dublin and Belfast. All that traffic for the Belfast traffic is funneling down the M1 and also Derry, Donegal, all of those sort of places. It's a matter of managing the road access is a much smaller problem than the other problems that are there in the airport. We certainly are not near the position where we need a third terminal. We have loads of capacity if we're allowed to use it, but that's leading us into another argument. But the short-term terminal problems can be easily solved by what Dublin Airport have applied for. They're applying for 6 or 7 gates on to the south of Dublin, and about that, which is the Dublin Airport, which is the Terminal 2 used by Aer Lingus, and to the north, much the same, the northern gates used by Ryanair. Dublin Airport runs in a fairly large sea. They can extend the sea. The real crunch in capacity in airports right across Europe, and we're seeing a lot of debate in England about this with both Gatwick and Heathrow, is runway capacity. We've loads of that. The real problem is we're putting self-imposed blocks on using those facilities, which were put in place.
So we've a new minister, Dara O'Brien, who's taken over from Eamon Ryan, who a lot of people criticised Eamon that he could have done more, and obviously he had green concerns about aviation emissions and so on. What can or should Dara O'Brien do to satisfy the needs of airlines and the DAA?
He should immediately remove the cap. He can do so by ministerial order. The planning advice on this, by the way, is not monolithic. Bord Pleanála's own inspectors quite a few years ago, said that the issue of passenger numbers isn't a planning issue. The history of this, for listeners, if anybody isn't familiar with it, is it goes back to road access in 2007. It was something new to an Irish airport planning conditions that they brought in a passenger cap. 32 million seemed a long way away at the time. The airport was putting through about 15, 16 million, and everybody assumed it would all be solved. We actually passed it in 2019. There wasn't much of a fuss. When we passed it again post-pandemic, there was a lot of fuss. In fairness to Eamon Ryan, he was managing his own constituency, his own Green Party, who were very critical of him for not doing more to stall aviation. Aviation is 2% of overall emissions, but it's pretty much the focus of a lot of the protest. And Eamon Ryan, held it together as best he could. Lots of very loud critics, including Michael O'Leary. A new minister, it should be easier because he doesn't have within his own party the serious criticism to deal with. Yeah, but you've got to remember, he's from the constituency, right, Ivan, and you're a politician of many years standing. You know exactly when it comes to the major decisions, it comes back to your own constituency.
Fianna Fáil promised to get rid of the cap. Finally, always knowing in terms of air and travel, where's the value destination for the sun for 25, Owen?
All of the sun destinations creeping up a little bit of price. Aviation prices have been put in about 14, 15% ahead of where they were last summer. I always see Portugal as being the best value of the major destinations, and that a little bit better value than Spain. Loads of capacity going down there. You can see the growth down on the trunk routes to both Faro and Malaga. For all inclusive is doing really, really well. People going back to travel agents and tour operators like TUI because when they factor in all the other factors, the all inclusive is coming out very good value for money. That's quite clear from ITB, the big trade fair in Berlin last week. Okay. And I always see Turkey as a terrific. It's a little bit more expensive to get there, but the standards of service are higher, hotel rooms bigger, and it's got that little cachet of a lot of modern product developed over the last few years.
All right, I could listen to you for 3 hours. Owen Curry, editor of Air and Travel magazine, suggesting the value hotspots. I'll probably get to Corktown this year. Looking forward to it. Hope it doesn't rain too much. Thank you, Owen. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.